Lycan, king of Raynar, stood over the carnage. Bodies littered the arid desert landscape. The battle had been fierce, more so because they'd run into two different clans. Some of those that lay dead on the hard, unforgiving ground were female. That could not be helped. He whirled at the sound of a moan, realizing a woman at his feet still breathed. He remembered this one. He thought he had killed her, even though he had not sliced through her, merely bashed her helmeted head with his sword.
Is she dead?
Lycan shrugged in response to Tor's question. He knelt and bent over the unconscious woman, placing two fingers on the side of her neck.
She has a pulse. Too bad.
Lycan frowned at his best friend.
We're taking her back with us. Check the others. See if anyone else is alive.
Tor frowned, his expression filled with anger.
She tried to kill you. Why don't you just finish her off?
Why indeed? If she were any other warrior, she'd already be dead. But women were protected in the kingdom of Raynar. Though she wasn't of Raynar, she was still female and would not be intentionally harmed. Besides, it was his blows that sent her to the ground. While perfectly acceptable to defend himself against an attacking female, there was nothing noble about running her through while she lay helpless on the ground.
I'm taking her back.
With a sigh of disgust, Tor turned on his heel and mounted his Balon, giving orders to the other warriors to search the bodies for signs of life. Tor's furry beast let out a howling cry, its blue horn pointing toward the sky. Tor pulled on the reins and galloped away, leaving Lycan alone with the woman. He pulled off her helmet and checked her head for other injuries. She was a mess, her hair tied back in some kind of braid and filthy with the dirt of battle. Her leggings and arm braces were torn, and she stunk to high heaven. With hands more gentle than he should use on an enemy, he lifted her and climbed easily onto his black Balon, positioning the female in front of him so he could hold her in place. Her head dropped against his chest, and he wound his arms around her. The animal let out the same piercing wail as Tor's, then took off at a fast run at Lycan's command.